The results of the Democratic Iowa caucuses are still unknown. State party officials spent all night and all day today dealing with the inconsistencies and technical problems in the reporting of the delegate totals. For now, candidates have already moved on to New Hampshire. The state's primary is on Tuesday. NPR national political correspondent Asma Khalid is in New Hampshire, and she joins us now. Hey, Asma. So Democratic Party officials in Iowa are manually tallying the results after technical problems with this new app. And we're now hearing that we should know more by 5 p.m. Eastern. Is that right?
That's right. That's in a statement that the Iowa Democratic Party put out, as well as multiple campaigns that I've been in touch with.
All right. So you were at a Biden event earlier today. How did the Biden camp talk about this at the event you were at?
You know, it's interesting, and it was very different than what the mood of the party was at like last night in Des Moines. He said that they had a good night, but, you know, we got to be careful because we don't have all the results now. Now, I think what's interesting to note, though, Tanya, is that's the public messaging he's delivering to voters here in New Hampshire. If you look at what his campaign otherwise has been saying, though, you know, his legal counsel sent a letter to the Iowa Democratic Party yesterday saying that they had concerns about the, quote, considerable flaws in this system. You know, they have expressed some reservations, I will say, about this at that point in time. And, you know, I think one of the things that we should point out in general is that Joe Biden's campaign has always had relatively low expectations for Iowa. I talked to a campaign staffer over the weekend, and he told me that he felt they were the only campaign who could maybe finish third or fourth, and that would be okay. To hear a campaign openly acknowledge a possible fourth place finish to me is kind of unprecedented, right? But they've been saying that this is not just about Iowa. It's about the first four early voting states.
Okay. So I'm also thinking about without the results, there really are no winners or losers. What do you think this delay means for these Democratic candidates who are now in New Hampshire stomping there?
You know, I think that the candidates in particular who are particularly disadvantaged is those who might have actually seen a really good narrative if the headlines had said that they were the perhaps unexpected winner, or perhaps they had finished better than expected. They have now come to New Hampshire without those headlines. Instead, the headlines are chaos in Iowa, no Democratic results. And so, you know, if you're a lesser known candidate in this field trying to get a boost, it's been really hard to get that boost in media attention. And now some of that is delayed. Now, if we get the results, you know, we'll get, it's expected to be a, quote, majority of the results, we've been told, around 5 p.m. Eastern time from the Iowa Democratic Party. I'm unclear as to what narrative we'll see from that. It will not be the complete tabulation. One campaign told me that the Iowa Democratic Party told them that at this point, they are going around to check everything with paper ballots. They are driving around precinct to precinct to collect that data, and that they are also calling folks who have not yet actually submitted the precinct chairs who have not submitted the data either. So this is a pretty labor-intensive process that they need to complete.
Very much so. And as we move forward, we'll be asking some of those bigger questions about how this foul-up could end up hurting the future of the Iowa caucuses. That is something that lots of people will be talking about in the days and the weeks to come. That's Asma Khalid. She is NPR's national political correspondent. As always, thank you so much, Asma.
My pleasure.